You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 183, When You Give Your Power Away. Thank you for tuning in. Today, Spirit has a motivational message for you about why you should not give your power away. This message is for everyone. We all can find ourselves in a predicament where we don't feel powerful. And for too many, this is the story of their life. In today's episode, we're going to focus on jobs that are no longer serving your highest good. This is a place where many people are giving their power away, mostly because they believe that they have no other choice. And whenever you feel like you don't have a choice, you are under an illusion. You must remember this because you always have a choice. You are a powerful being of light, and you must remind yourself of this often. Because however you see yourself will determine what kind of life you create for yourself. Some people believe that they are poor. They accept that title, if you will. And so they live a life of poverty and powerlessness. You have to know that you are a creator. You are a co-creator with God. And when you know this, then you will begin to act like it. As a man thinketh, so is he. And of course, this includes women. It's a very powerful quote to remember. Now we're going to discuss how you may be giving your power away to a job, but it could be anything. You could have addictions that you're struggling with, or you could be in unhealthy relationships. Your beliefs could be holding you captive, instilling lots of fear in you. It could be anything. No matter what it is, when you give your power away to something or someone, it makes you feel like a victim. You feel like your boss is always on your back or taking advantage of you. And if it's in a relationship, then you may feel like the other person doesn't appreciate you or they are taking you for granted. No matter how it manifests, you feel powerless to change it. You could also live in a country where your government oppresses you. Even in this situation, you have the power to change your life and to take your power back. You may have to work at it, you may have to move, but you still have to know that it's possible to change your situation and to reclaim your life. You are experiencing what you are experiencing because you chose to on some level. Your spirit wanted to learn these lessons, and so you created the reality where you can learn them. If you are experiencing states of powerlessness, then you must learn how to take your power back. This is your lesson. Nothing has power over you unless you give your power away to it. It's an illusion. At some point, we all must follow our dreams. It's absolutely necessary if we are to do what we were born to do. Spirit says you will never reach your full potential by giving your power away, because it prevents you from becoming a conscious creator over your life. So now, let's define what it means to give your power away. Just because you work on a job doesn't necessarily mean that you're giving your power away, but it could. It just depends on how much freedom you have on the job. Some people have a good deal of autonomy over their schedule. They can decide what hours they work and when they will take a break or lunch. This is how it was for me when I was working for the Defense Department. But this is not very common. Most jobs tell you when and what to do. They lock you into a schedule that removes your ability to choose. You feel like a slave. You have to be at work at a certain time. You have to take a lunch at a certain time. You can't go on vacation whenever you want because the job has the power to deny it. These are the situations that make you feel powerless and not in control of your life. This is why so many people feel frustrated and unhappy about what they do for a living. It's because they feel powerless. They have no choice. Whenever something or someone is dictating what you can do or cannot do, it's a form of control, and it takes your power away. People who work under these conditions are consumed with what their bosses will say or do to them. This situation also creates fear, consciously and unconsciously, of losing your job. So this type of working environment puts you in a constant state of stress, which over time wears your body down and causes health issues and what we call rapid aging. It's simply negativity. Negativity destroys the body and the mind. It steals your joy and kills your passion. Negativity causes anxiety, fear, and depression. And for those who stay in these situations for too long, their health declines and begins to suffer. It can actually be life-threatening. Deepak Chopra was able to show that most heart attacks occur before 9 a.m. on Monday mornings. This is true, and it's because unconsciously, people would rather die than go to work. This is why many of them manifest a heart attack right before they have to go to work. Check out the book Ageless Body, Timeless Mind by Deepak Chopra. This book absolutely changed my life after I read it. I read that book almost 30 years ago, and it's still one of the most profound books that I've ever read. You see, when you give someone else control over you, you no longer are exercising choice. So you are living at their whim. They determine if you get a raise, if you get promoted, if you can take a vacation. This is not a very comfortable place to be in your life. There's a lot of stress that goes along with it. You have to decide. You have to create a plan. I call it an exit plan. And everybody needs one, because I assure you that as soon as you create that plan, it will take tons of stress off of you just by having it. Your mind can rest and things won't bother you the way they used to. Just by having an exit plan, you start to take your power back. Your spirit recognizes that you are exercising your right to choose, and it immediately makes you feel lighter and more joyful. You won't feel trapped anymore, and this will take a huge weight off. Waiting on your retirement won't do it, because for most, it's just too far away. You have to be serious about your exit plan, and you need to start looking for something different to do if you are unhappy in your current position. The first place you look is in what you love. What's your hobby? What do you do? And it just consumes hours of your day and you totally forget about time. That's the first place to look. You need to find something that makes you feel good when you do it. It may be necessary to totally change your field. But everybody isn't an entrepreneur. But there are still many things that you can do, and they will be better for you all the way around. Start looking for opportunities that give you more autonomy and freedom to choose. Take it step by step and get your exit plan together. I also suggest watching the movie Office Space. I absolutely love that movie. It totally reminded me of my experience at the Defense Department. It's an older movie, and it shows the mindset of the people, of how people believe that they are stuck in a job that they hate. The beauty of this movie, Office Space, is how the main character stops allowing others to have control over his life. And once he does that, his life starts to work for him. It's a funny movie, and it's very deep. They even use some numerology in the movie, symbolizing his transformation, if you can catch it. It's definitely one of my favorites. The point of today's show is to remind you that there is a huge price to pay when you give your power away. You need to have courage and faith in order to take your power back. You may be doing well in certain areas of your life, but lacking in others. Always remember that self-improvement is a lifelong venture. Spirit and I want for you to be happy and healthy and empowered. But no matter how much we want that for you, it's up to you to create it. You have the power to free yourself and to make your dreams come true. Never forget that. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.